Harry Potter's second year begins with misery at the Dursleys, where he's ignored by his Hogwarts friends and treated like a servant. On his birthday, a peculiar house elf named Dobby appears in his bedroom with an urgent warning. Harry must not return to Hogwarts, as terrible danger awaits. When Harry refuses to stay away, Dobby deliberately causes magical chaos during Uncle Vernon's important business dinner, resulting in Harry being locked in his room with bars on the windows. This imprisonment highlights the painful collision between Harry's magical identity and his Muggle upbringing, a tension that defines much of his early life. Just when all seems lost, salvation arrives in the form of a flying turquoise car hovering outside Harry's window. Inside are Ron Weasley and his twin brothers Fred and George, who've come to rescue their friend after receiving no replies to Ron's letters. Their daring nighttime escape represents everything magical Harry has been missing: friendship, adventure, and the feeling of belonging somewhere. As they soar through the clouds toward the Weasleys' home, Harry experiences a freedom that contrasts sharply with his confinement at Privet Drive. The Weasleys' home, the Burrow, is Harry's first experience of a proper wizarding household, and it's a revelation. Despite Mrs. Weasley's initial fury at her sons for taking the flying car, she welcomes Harry with maternal warmth he's never known. The crooked, multi-story house, held up by magic itself, becomes Harry's ideal vision of home, warm, chaotic, and full of love despite the family's obvious financial constraints. Their trip to Diagon Alley reveals stark contrasts in the wizarding world. At Gringotts Bank, the Weasleys' nearly empty vault makes Harry uncomfortable about his own inheritance. Meanwhile, Mr. Weasley's fascination with Muggle culture clashes with Lucius Malfoy's pure-blood prejudice, culminating in a physical altercation at Flourish and Blot's bookstore. This conflict introduces the ideological divisions that will drive much of the story's tension. When Platform 9 and 3/4's barrier seals, Harry and Ron fly Mr. Weasley's enchanted Ford Anglia to Hogwarts. Their journey ends with a crash into the humping willow, breaking Ron's wand. The car ejects them and drives itself into the Forbidden Forest, earning them detention from Professor McGonagall. In Diagon Alley, they meet Gilderoy Lockhart, whose dazzling smile and blue robes mask his fraudulent nature. At Hogwarts, his defense against the dark arts lessons expose his incompetence, particularly when he releases Cornish pixies and flees, leaving students to manage the chaos. Harry encounters Colin Creevy, an eager first year seeking autographs, drawing Malfoy's mockery about Harry's supposed attention-seeking. Lockhart worsens matters by forcing Harry into publicity photos and offering unwanted fame advice. The contrast between Harry's reluctant fame and Lockhart's desperate pursuit of it highlights their differences. Harry seeks authentic recognition, while Lockhart manufactures his reputation. Even Hermione's judgment falters as she defends Lockhart, showing how authority figures can sway rational minds. During Quidditch practice, Malfoy calls Hermione a mudblood, causing outrage. Ron's attempt to defend her with his broken wand results in him vomiting slugs. At Hagrid's, they learn it's a slur against Muggle-born wizards, which Hagrid dismisses while praising Hermione's abilities. Harry begins hearing a threatening voice that only he can hear, seemingly moving through the castle walls. After attending Nearly Headless Nick's Death Day party, Harry follows the voice, leading Ron and Hermione to a horrifying scene. Mrs. Norris, petrified, beneath the message, "The Chamber of Secrets has been opened. Enemies of the air, beware." They learn the chamber is Salazar Slytherin's secret creation, built before he left Hogwarts after disagreeing with Godric Gryffindor about accepting Muggle-born students. Legend claims he left a monster that only his heir could control to purge the school of those he considered unworthy. At Lockhart's dueling club, Harry's use of Parseltongue to stop a snake alarms the school, as this was Salazar Slytherin's rare ability. When Justin Finch Fletchley and Nearly Headless Nick are later found petrified, suspicion falls on Harry, turning former admirers against him. The trio investigates clues like scorch marks and fleeing spiders. Using Polyjuice Potion, Harry and Ron disguise themselves as Crabbe and Goyle to question Malfoy, learning he isn't the heir, but that the chamber opened 50 years ago, causing a death. Hermione's attempt backfires when she accidentally uses pet hair, requiring hospitalization. Harry's Parseltongue ability forces him to question his connection to Slytherin and where he truly belongs, highlighting his struggle with identity. Harry discovers a 50-year-old diary belonging to T.M. Riddle, which magically responds when written in. Through the diary's memories, Harry sees teenage Riddle accusing young Hagrid of releasing a monster that killed a student. Before Harry can investigate further, the diary is stolen, and Hermione is found petrified alongside a Ravenclaw prefect after rushing to the library with a revelation. Meanwhile, Lucius Malfoy orchestrates Dumbledore's suspension, and Hagrid is sent to Azkaban, leaving only a cryptic message to follow the spiders. Following Hagrid's clue, Harry and Ron venture into the Forbidden Forest, where they meet Aragog, a massive blind spider. Aragog confirms his innocence and mentions a different creature that spiders fear. Despite his loyalty to Hagrid, Aragog allows his offspring to attack the boys, who narrowly escape in the Weasleys' enchanted car. Harry and Ron, accompanied by a reluctant Lockhart, discover the chamber's entrance through Moaning Myrtle, who reveals she was killed by a creature with yellow eyes. Harry opens the chamber using Parseltongue, but after Lockhart's memory charm backfires, Harry continues alone. Inside, he finds Ginny unconscious and meets Tom Riddle, who reveals himself as Lord Voldemort. Riddle had used his diary to possess Ginny and control the basilisk, a deadly serpent that kills with its gaze and petrifies through indirect sight. Fox the Phoenix arrives with the sorting hat, yielding Gryffindor's sword. After the Phoenix blinds the basilisk, Harry slays it but gets wounded by its fang. Fox's tears heal Harry, who destroys Riddle's diary with the basilisk fang, saving Ginny. In the aftermath, Dumbledore reveals that Harry's Parseltongue ability came from Voldemort the night he got his scar. When Harry expresses concern about these Slytherin traits, Dumbledore shares his wisdom. It is our choices, Harry, that show what we truly are, far more than our abilities. Harry cleverly frees Dobby by tricking Lucius Malfoy with the diary wrapped in a sock. The term ends triumphantly with a feast and Hagrid's return from Azkaban. This adventure reinforces that choices, not abilities, define who we are, a principle that shapes Harry's character. The broken wand, initially a minor mishap, becomes crucial to the story's resolution, showing how seemingly small details can have unexpected significance. Harry's journey resonates because it reflects our own struggles with circumstances beyond our control and the importance of finding acceptance for who we truly are.